Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 417. Necessity Defense. A. Conduct that would otherwise constitute an offense is justified, if a reasonable person was compelled to engage in the proscribed conduct, and the person had no reasonable alternative to avoid imminent public or private injury greater than the injury that might reasonably result from the person's own conduct. B. An accused person may not assert the defense under subsection A if the person intentionally, knowingly or recklessly placed himself in the situation in which it was probable that the person would have to engage in the proscribed conduct. C. An accused person may not assert the defense under subsection A for offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 417, addresses the necessity defense, which is a legal concept that can be invoked in criminal cases when an individual commits an illegal act to prevent a greater harm or danger. Let's examine the details of Section 417, and provide examples to illustrate its application. According to subsection A, conduct that would otherwise be considered an offense is justified if a reasonable person was compelled to engage in the prohibited conduct due to the absence of a reasonable alternative to avoid imminent public or private injury greater than the injury that might reasonably result from the person's own conduct. In other words, the person had no other reasonable choice but to commit the offense to prevent a greater harm. Example 1. In a situation of extreme weather conditions, a person unlawfully enters a vacant property to seek shelter from a dangerous storm. If the person reasonably believes that staying outside would lead to serious injury or even death, and there is no other reasonable alternative for seeking shelter, they may argue the necessity defense for trespassing on the property to avoid imminent harm. Example 2. During a medical emergency where there is no immediate access to professional medical help, a person with no medical training performs a life-saving procedure on another individual. Although their actions may be in violation of medical practice laws, they may assert the necessity defense, arguing that they had no other reasonable option to prevent the other person's imminent death or serious injury. Subsection B states that an accused person cannot assert the defense under subsection A if they intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly placed themselves in a situation where it was probable that they would have to engage in the prohibited conduct. This provision prevents individuals from creating their own necessity defense by intentionally putting themselves in a position where the defense would be applicable. Example 3. A person intentionally drives their vehicle at an excessive speed, knowingly breaking traffic laws, and then argues the necessity defense when they are caught, claiming they were rushing to the hospital to save a critically injured person. In this case, the defense may be denied because the person created the situation themselves by driving recklessly. Subsection C specifies that an accused person cannot assert the defense under subsection A for offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury. This means that the necessity defense is not available for crimes that result in severe harm or loss of life, regardless of the circumstances. Example 4. A person commits a murder, claiming they did so to prevent the victim from causing harm to others in the future. In this situation, the necessity defense cannot be invoked because the offense involves homicide, which is specifically excluded from the defense. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 417, outlines the necessity defense. It allows an individual to justify conduct that would otherwise be considered an offense if they can demonstrate that they had no reasonable alternative to avoid imminent public or private injury greater than the harm resulting from their own actions. However, the defense is not available if the person intentionally or recklessly placed themselves in the situation, and it cannot be used for offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury. The necessity defense provides a limited exemption from criminal liability when certain criteria are met, and when the circumstances warrant a departure from strict adherence to the law.